2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another Bulletin of World News on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. An Israeli soldier has been killed in clashes with the Lebanese army in Ras al Naqoura area. The incident happened after the Israeli soldier tried to infiltrate into Lebanon. Israeli military has also confirmed that one of its forces has been killed along the border with Lebanon. Reports say Israeli warplanes are flying over the region and have violated the Lebanese airspace. A spokesman for the UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon has told Press TV that they're trying to find out the facts over the incident. Andre Tenenti says UNIFIL has urged both sides to show restraint. Meanwhile, an attack on a Lebanese security checkpoint south of the country has left a Lebanese soldier and three militants dead. We were earlier joined by our correspondent in Lebanon to get an update on the deadly militant attack on a security checkpoint in the south. Take a listen to what she had to say.
This information specifically states that the four gunmen who attacked the RD checkpoints in all inside and the two checkpoints inside them were of both Lebanese and Palestinian nationalities. They led to the martyrdom of First Sergeant Samir Rizk, who was murdered in the Majdalun checkpoint, which is east of the southern portal city of Sidon. Now, we know that the Lebanese army is currently on high alert in the city, heavily deployed. Deployed also in the city, also eradicating raids to hunt down the perpetrators standing behind these attacks. It is also worth noting as a very serious development to say that one of the attackers who had been who was targeting the Majdalun checkpoint in East Sidon was actually wearing a suicide belt. Now, this is a very serious development, especially as we know that just recently also we in Lebanon have witnessed the first of its kind suicide bomb attack against a non-military armed installation, that being the Iranian embassy in Beirut. So basically, the issue of suicide bombers is starting to have a sort of ripple effect here in Lebanon.